Okay, welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I'll be here on Republic Broadcasting for the next 2 hours. And I have so many good guests today. I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great show. The first hour, we're going to travel to a website called spirituallysmart.com and talk to Tom Richards, a person who is going to tell you who the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order really are. And then my second hour, I'm going to bring on Ingrid Cassell from Idaho, a good friend, and she also has a radio show with her husband, Don Harkins, on Saturday. So you want to listen to that on RBN, and they run a paper called the Idaho Observer. And I like these two people, and I'm going to bring Ingrid on, and she's going to tell you why not to get vaccinated. And also, she has a story about birth certificates that are quite interesting. But before I do that, on a personal note, I want to thank a very kind couple in Terrell, Texas, and I want to thank them for this reason. You know, out here, I live up about 8,500 feet in the mountains, and I have two female dogs, a lab and then another lab mix. And they're not as savvy to the country as I am. I've lived in the mountains before, and this is their first experience. And about a month ago, a couple wolves were patrolling the area, and boy, I was a little nervous, and I had to run out and scare them off. So what happened was I mentioned it to someone, and then a very nice couple in Terrell, Texas, have donated a Malamute puppy to me, which is a really cool dog, and they had 11 in this litter. I have to pay for the plane fare for the dog, and this is quite interesting, but the puppy is a male Malamute, which will grow to be 130, 140 pounds, and I think that'll protect my two females, and also protect me up here, because I'll tell you what, you want a nice big dog to feel safe up here. But anyway, the dog arrives on an airplane, and I wonder how you pick him up. So I'm going to have a nice experience in the end of February, and the dog will be traveling from Texas to Nederland, Colorado. And if there's anybody driving at the end of the month to Colorado from Texas, give me a call, and maybe the pup can go with you. Anyway, I want to thank that couple in Terrell, Texas. Let me get to this story. And there's two stories I want to update today, and then I will get to my guest after this short segment. The first one is the comment made by Dennis Kucinich, and you know he is the representative from Ohio running for president and considered to be one of the so-called, and I put quotes around this, good guys in Congress. Well, anyway, about 2 weeks ago, I had Donna Marshall Connor on my show, and she lost her daughter at the World Trade Center, and she was very upset at Kucinich because she had always been hoping he's the one who would lead the way to get to the truth on 9/11. Well, she received a note from his camp, from his headquarters, that 9/11 is in the past, indicating he wasn't going to pursue 9/11. Well, apparently after he heard this, he issued a couple more statements, and the statement was this, and I was given this email, and I'll just read it shortly, by Aaron Bradley, and he said this, that Kucinich recently reached a statement and said he's going to go for the truth of 9/11 if scientific evidence can be shown that the new investigation is needed. Now, I said this was a cop-out. This was a way to get around any kind of research, any kind of new investigation, because there already has been scientific evidence showing that 9/11 was an inside job and it didn't occur the way the government said. And there's been more than that, a startling amount of physical evidence and eyewitness testimony, which lead me to believe that the commission didn't do a good job, and you can go through their report, and that would be enough to warrant a new investigation. So Kucinich is riding on the fence, trying to sound good. He's running for president. Don't vote for him. And I'll tell you why I'm not voting for him, because I said to Aaron Bradley in an email that I think he's just a New World Order shill playing a part, just like Cynthia McKinney, just like Ron Paul and the rest of them. And my litmus test is this. Just ask him this question. Do you think the Vatican is involved in the New World Order? See what they say. I'm going to come back, finish this up, and then update the Wanta story back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wild-crafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Oh, walking towards Washington.
Walk until peace has come.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. And before I get to my guest, Tom Richards, let me finish what I was saying about Kucinich and then update you quickly on the Leo Want, a $4.5 trillion man story. So Kucinich then comes out and says that he's going to follow the 9/11 Truth campaign if, and that's a big if, scientific evidence warrants that. Well, you know, they're already, we mentioned that, so I said he's just covering up and it's a cop-out. And so then Mr. Bradley wrote me back and said, do you really believe he's a New World Order shill? Because that's what I emailed him back. Is Cynthia McKinney a New World Order shill? They all can't be New World Order shills. Oh, yes, they can, Mr. Bradley, and I believe they are. The fact Kucinich is accessible to everyday people speaks volumes to me, and that's Bradley speaking. Well, it doesn't speak volumes to me. Anybody can be accessible. It's how you answer questions. It's what you bring to the table. Now, he's a legend, he says, in Cleveland, where they know as mayor, he stood up to the power company. Well, big deal. You need to stand up to the Vatican, the CFR, and how they've controlled our intelligence agencies and what really is going on in the shadow government, which he hadn't, because if he did, he'd either be out or dead. So basically, he's sold out and he's a coward. So that's my feelings on Kucinich, and that goes for Cynthia McKinney, the rest of them, and Ron Paul included, who's also running for president. So that's my feeling about it. And if any one of them want to come on my show and deal with the real issues, you can come on with my next guest, Tom Richards, and talk about it. Let me just finish up on the WANTA thing, though, and then I'll get quickly to Tom, because we're going to spend an hour talking about his revised new website and the information he's learned over the years about the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order, which are also temporal controllers and involved much more than just in religion. So the Leo WANTA story, you know, I've covered that for a long time and kind of revived that story. I never thought it was covered properly in the past, and probably still isn't being covered properly. And the problem is, story like this is very difficult. You're treading in waters that average people, average journalists like myself, find to be fascinating, but yet so complicated and so filled with intrigue, disinformation artists, psyops agents, a whole bunch of things, because there's so much money involved. Well, Don Nikoloff, who calls in on my show a lot and listens to other broadcasters on RBN, wrote a nice, update. And what he did is he kind of synthesized everything in a nice article, put a lot of the information that I've had on from Leo on many Leo WANTA on many interviews and many articles I've written, and he presented a nice synopsis of the WANTA story on the Idaho Observer this month. So go there and read that, as well as go to my website, www.arcticbeacon.com, and you can read a whole bunch of things about Leo WANTA going back almost 2 years. I've covered his story and had him on the radio. And you can also, as soon as these archives get back up, which I'm told they are, so don't worry about it. By the way, we're at republicbroadcasting.org. You can go back and listen to the Leo WANTA story, because these archives are really important to the Patriot community because they rely on them. Many people can't listen during the time frames that we're on. And I know I've been told by RBN management that they'll be up shortly. So anyway, go to Don Nikoloff's story. Well, there's something left out. And I was explaining this to Ingrid last night. She's one of the editors of the Idaho Observer. And I said, the story is still going on. And Tom Henry is apparently WANTA's lawyer. WANTA's not talking anymore, at least to me. And he's not talking, neither is Michael Cottrell, the treasurer. And now the reason I think that's happening, now Leo says he's under a gag order because of this agreement with the president to repatriate $4.5 trillion. But there's more to it. When the agreement was signed 6 months ago, supposedly, I've seen documents sent to the president's office and everyone, but I've never seen any return documents. So that's interesting. Now, what happened was, after about 6 months of no money coming back to the American people, as Leo said, for the good of the benefit of this country, I started questioning whether the Vatican was involved. And I said, Leo, you're a Catholic from Wisconsin. I'm from a former Catholic from Chicago. Let's talk the truth here. Come on. I don't care if you're an ambassador. I don't care if you were an agent to Ronald Reagan. I don't care, you know, if you were the genius behind the money here. Who's holding it up? Now, I always look to the Vatican because they were the ones instrumental in forming the Federal Reserve. They're the richest organization in the world, and they got their fingers in everything deceptively through the Jesuit order. Now, when I mentioned that, Mr. Cottrell categorically denied it. Then, strangely, appears a short time after in an article by Christopher Story, who I think is just one of their propaganda writers, that because he's too close to them, he doesn't want to deal with the other side of the story. So anyway, what happens is they issue a story that the Vatican's actually helping them get the money back for the American people. And then I had a big laugh, because that's my litmus test. Basically, they were kind of, oh, I don't want to go on the radio show anymore. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Then I found a couple people who were very critical of Leo WANTA. And guess what happens? I get a letter, and I printed the story by V.K. Dorham. And she claims that WANTA's a psyops agent. So, you know, if I present WANTA's story unabated, why can't I present hers? And I called them and I said, why don't you respond to this? They refused. They didn't want to come on and talk about it. I said, fine. So then I printed another story, an update on it, and then I get a letter. I get an email from Tom Henry, says he's WANTA's attorney, and says, I'm going to sue you, you're the Arctic Beacon, for libel because you negligently printed this story. And then I said, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, and he's basically just strong-arming me, stating that I'm negligent. Now, if you know anything about libel laws, Mr. Wanta is a public aide, is a public official. Mr. Wanta has thrust himself into the public eye with a very important story. And negligence, even if I was negligent, even if I was grossly negligent, if you read the New York Times case, this is the watershed case in our country regarding libel or slander, the intent that's needed is malicious malice aforethought, or malice, complete malice towards Mr. Wanta. And that's the standard that the courts use to find anyone guilty of libel. So I had to refresh his memory on the standard use. So when Mr. Wants is a public official, they have to show that I was malicious in my article, and I was by no means malicious because I just printed another side of the story asking for Mr. Wants' comments and also printing his story more than any journalist in this country. So I doubt if any court would even get close to that. So they're basically strong-arming me and trying to say, look, you can only print Mr. Wanta's side of the story. Well, that's not going to happen here, and it's never going to happen, and that's what a free press is all about. My only wish was that I was the editor of a bigger paper that wasn't controlled by the New World Order so that we can get about 10 or 15 reporters on this story and really get to the bottom of it. That would scare the hell out of them, because I don't think they're going down the path of truth. And by the way, I just want to remind them that truth is a perfect defense for libel. So don't get any idea. And in fact, if you want to sue the Narctic Beacon, I told him go right ahead, because the courts frown upon nuisance and frivolous lawsuits. And perhaps, they would end up the Arctic Beacon would end up with a little bit of their money, because surely the American people aren't ever going to get it, as far as I'm concerned at this point. So that's how the wheel turns on a story, folks. You start out, and listen, there's a benefit behind this. We will find out where all these trillions of dollars really went. And that's where I'm going to bring in Tom Richards, spirituallysmart.com. He's been fighting the New World Order for years. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing very good. How are you?
Good. I wanted to update that because I know it all roads lead to the Vatican on this story too, as most of the – if you're talking $4.5 trillion and all this money, you know they got their hands in it somewhere, or it's been laundered through the Vatican Bank like it was in the 80s. Don't you find that story fascinating, though?
Yes, I do. And it sounds like they were trying to intimidate you like they try to do to all reporters nowadays. They don't want anyone to report any kind of truth or have any sincere truth seekers out there reporting anything. And it sounds like they're trying to do you.
Yeah, I mean, I put Wanta on so many times and presented his story without showing the other side of possibility maybe it's not true.
Right.
And when I started to do that, they did try it, and I mean, I get these emails, they don't want to speak, they don't want to comment, and the natural reaction is, now, if V.K. Durham, who says Wanta's a PSYOPs agent, and actually was working with Bush to steal her trust fund years ago, they should be able to come on and say their side of the story, that this isn't true, but they don't. And that makes me suspicious. And it also makes me suspicious when I mention the Vatican, and then I receive a story back, oh, they're helping us, after they said they weren't involved. So I find that, don't you find that suspicious?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. You know, the Vatican, they hate the freedom of the press, and they hate freedom of speech. They came out, and that's not a hidden thing. They want to control everything, and that's their goal, and that's what they're bringing about here in the United States. You know, after we've had a pretty good run of some freedom of speech here in this country, you know, now they're really clamping down on everybody.
Yeah, through their political workers, through the people they put in the Council on Foreign Relations, through...
They're putting them in the alternative media.
Yeah, I mean, it goes deep.
Yes, it does, and they're putting them, I'm finding they're putting them on the Internet as regular bloggers now. They're sending out bloggers out there because blogger. If you do a search on any particular subject, some of the first matches that come up mostly are blogs. So they have to get in there too.
Yeah, they don't stop. I mean, I asked somebody. I said one time, will they infiltrate these grassroots groups? And this is a person that was in the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge, is a higher up Illuminati and has defected. And I said, will they infiltrate the grassroots groups? And he says, by all means, that's very important to them. So you people out there, watch it. We're going to come back with Tom Richards, talk about his new updated website, back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, release pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads.
Okay, back with my guest, Tom Richards. He has a website that's just recently been updated, and I'm pretty impressed. You got a lot of stuff on there. Last time, I know you still have all those revealing pictures, which I always like to go to, but it's spirituallysmart.com. But you've added a lot more news, and it's pretty good. I mean, you put a lot of stuff in there you're not going to read anywhere regarding the Vatican and other interests that they have around the world and in this country. I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
All right. My critics say that when I say the Vatican is the richest organization in the world, they own perhaps 25% of the gold bullion land investments that far exceed any other organization. Their tentacles not only stretch financially, but politically and spiritually around the world. They say, no, the Vatican is a benign religious organization losing its power in the world. It used to be very powerful, but it no longer is. Well, how do you comment to those kind of critics?
Well, I would just point to the recent story about Riggs Bank and Pinochet, the dictator from Chile, how they had all their money. He was a Knight of Malta, and he was a tyrant, and he was he stole Chile's money and had it in Riggs Bank, which sat on the board of directors, was the guy, the Jesuit who ran Georgetown University. You know, I mean, it never ends. Well, you know, with stuff like that. I mean, it's not hidden. They're involved in all different kinds of banks and everything else. I mean, look at the Vatican Bank. Look at that guy that turns up dead. You could go to Google video, and I think it's called God's Banker or the Vatican Banker, and it's a really good documentary.
I happened in Rome when that happened. And there was no secret that Cardinal Archbishop Marcinkus was involved in that. Since then, new information's come out that he was a member of the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge.
Right.
So, I mean, people really need to wake up in this country because they are using America now, and it's their next dot on the map that they want to control. Why do you think these laws are being changed? I mean, who do you think? You think it's just a group of rogue politicians? They're not smart enough to orchestrate this type of world takeover that's going on. They need a place and some people at the top, like the Jesuits, to control it.
It's all the more deceptive when they're walking in these robes with these pious looks on them. You know, guess who was at the 2006 Red Mass?
Yeah, that's an interesting story. Just tell us what the Red Mass is and tell us
the Red Mass,
who's there.
The Red Mass is a mass that they have that kicks off all these the Supreme Court sessions and seasons. And what they do is they ask the Holy Spirit, which
where's
I'm not
going to take the
Holy
Spirit.
Red Mass, it's all over the place. It's basically in every city. They have a major one in Washington, D.C., because the Red Mass is for politicians. So where is the heart of the politicians is in D.C., of course. So the Red Mass in Washington, D.C., Alberto Gonzalez was there this year. I have a picture of him with Clarence Thomas laughing with the Archbishop of Washington, D.C., and they asked the Holy Spirit to guide them through all their political things that they do for the year. And then after the Red Mass, you have Alberto Gonzalez questioning whether we're protected under habeas corpus, everybody, for a fair trial. Right after the Red Mass, this guy's doing that. So, you know, put two and two together.
Yeah.
You know?
The Red Mass is celebrated in honor of some saint, right?
Thomas More. And Thomas More was a huge persecutor of Christians in England. And finally he was put to death, and they consider him a martyr. He committed treason because he was listening to the Pope over King Henry.
Yeah.
And you know, people, you could look at the different reasons why he did it, and some people might look at him as a martyr. Wow, he listened to the Pope over the king. But he's, you know, who are you going to listen to? You know, I mean, where you live, it's like here. To me, it's symbolic, okay? He was a politician in England listening to the Pope over the king. Now they're paying homage to him here, and I believe it's connected to listening to the Pope over the U.S. Constitution here in America. And
exactly.
I truly believe that.
And
I believe all these people have no loyalty to the U.S. Constitution at all. A lot of them have to take oaths, like Alito, Samuel Alito. He's a Knight of Columbus. He had to take an oath to listen to the Pope over anything.
Yeah, and number they're not going to say that publicly, and if they do, they'll make it out like, oh, boy, you're bashing Catholics.
Right.
What, you know, we have freedom of religion here. The point is, the country was started so that the foothold of the Pope could again reign, because he was kicked out of through the Jesuits in so many European and other countries. and they give you the guise of freedom of speech and freedom of religion, but that was never their intention. Their intention was to always create a fascist state here. Do you agree?
Yes.
All right. Listen, we're going to take a short break. Come back. I want to get into your personal story, how you found out what's really going on in this country, back after this short break on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back in the Investigative Journal with my guest, Tom Richards. And, you know, I always say this sometimes, well, the people are finally starting to catch on to the truth, and it's never too late. I want to mention something, and then we'll get back to this red mass, which I find quite interesting. If you look at everything that's going on with an open eye, an eye of understanding, an eye of debate, there's no reason to ever leave these people out and to figure out how they operate worldwide and in this country. My thoughts are always this. I'm not going to sit here on a pedestal stating that this is the truth and only the truth, so help me God. And I know Tom will feel the same way, because the truth changes. And I always said this. I said, you people out there who, one, are criticizing this, trying to stop this open debate, you people out there who are closed-minded and in denial, That's fine. I want to hear your stories, too. So call me at 800-313-9443 if you're a disinformation agent out there or wants to get a little airtime, or if you're a true person that doesn't believe that the Vatican has anything to do with the New World Order and the downfall of our country. I welcome that, because the point is, I've had debates before, and they really, some of the debates really fall short on really what's happening. And so I tend to believe this. Let's get it all out on the table. And then we're all better off for it. Why do you think over the years, I mean, look back to the 1800s, and I know you know this, there was more debate about the Vatican and the Patriots. We're talking about them openly in newspapers and in books. Why do you think there's none now? Do you think they've gotten rid of all these people and systematically controlled our media? Because their story seems to be one of the few major ones that's left out of the free flow, supposed free flow of information in this country. What do you think, Tom? Are you there?
Yeah. Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I totally think the same thing all the time. I go, you know, people, they like to call themselves patriots, and yeah, maybe they love their country, but look at what our patriot forefathers said in the past. They were always warning us against Rome, always.
Yeah.
And I wish people would embrace that and continue that, you know, looking at everything that's going on, you know, everything's tied together, you know.
Right. Can I give you an example? And then we can go from one, we can hopscotch around the board here with them. An example, New York police detective Jim Rothstein, retired back in the 70s and 80s, was investigating, one of the few people honestly investigating, the pedophile ring. Now, thousands of children have been kidnapped in our country, abused, put in these porno rings, put in these pedophile rings. And Jim says that it goes all the way to the top. He had informants in the Vatican. He had informants in higher places in government. And it goes right to the top of our government. And it went right to former Cardinal Spellman's office, who actually was orchestrating this, helping the Pope do that through the Black Pope. And he said not one investigation ever gets to the highest level and goes the full route, because it's always blocked. He said it's blocked, in his case, he was in New York, blocked by Morgenthau, who was the DA, who's still the DA there working for them. And every one of these cases has been blocked. And he says it's still going on now with Cardinal Egan. Now, when are people going to wake up? That's just one piece of the puzzle. But don't you see, I know you see it, Tom, but that's a devastating story. They're stealing and killing and abusing children in this country, demoralizing our country for one reason, because it's easier to take over a country when you take away the family fabric, and that's what they're doing. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely a major, major part. I mean, these guys that go all the way to the top that you were talking about that are corrupt, I mean, they have to be groomed from a very young age in evil, evil deeds. I mean, you know, take the Pope, for instance. He was Hitler Youth as a child, you know, and the Hitler Youth were used in combat and doing the Nazis' dirty deeds. And
yeah, we have Pope Benedict, who's was a Hitler Youth. Then he was head of the Office of Inquisition, which means that they kill people. They call them heretics, and they kill people who don't follow the Pope. And now he is rubbing shoulders with every Henry Kissinger, is now a official representative of the Pope, a political advisor. That's just one example.
He was one of the main people that were protecting the pedophiles in the church, and then that was when he was cardinal. Then they made him pope after that, so go figure.
Yeah, and, you know, then, I mean, I've had people on, and when you talk, yesterday's show was great, because we got in-depth into the homoerotic, homosexual influence in the Nazis, and how they're doing the same thing here. And don't be hoodwinked to think that their type of homosexuality is effeminate and they're good and kind, but they're very, very, I would say, butch, so to speak, and they use that homoerotic depravity to influence the people that work with them and spread that throughout. Look at Hitler's Nazis. You go to a book called The Pink Swastika. interesting how they do that. Now, I've had information from three sources that the Pope has a 24-year-old gay lover. Now, you know, is this the kind of man that you want ruling the world? I mean, that's exactly what we're talking about here. And
to be all holy and righteous and pious.
Right, and then there's going to be people, oh, you're bashing the gays. No, I'm not bashing the gays. There's a difference between one type of gay, the effeminate gay, and the basically the militant portion of the gay faction, which you'll find in Hitler's power structure, and you're going to find in this power structure in our country, according to Kevin Abrams, who is the author of the Pink Swastika, who was on the show yesterday. So this is a really important element that people need to understand, and that's just one aspect of what they do. But I find that quite interesting, and people just don't want to talk about it. They just, I think they're afraid. What I'm getting at, and I really admire you because you've put your name on the line. Have you gotten any static or any?
No, surprisingly, you know, a few nuts here and there, but nothing serious. No.
Okay,
no, dead animals on my front porch or anything.
Tell us a little bit how you became enlightened on this subject.
Okay, well, I was raised a Catholic out in Long Island, and I went through everything I was supposed to go through as a Catholic, and, you know, it kind of left me pretty dead, you know, at the end. I really didn't get any fulfillment from it. And it's kind of like what Alberto said. He said the higher he went up in the Jesuit order, the more his heart was empty, and he found more corruption as he went up. And that's what happened to me. It was like the more, I think it puts belief into people that there really is no God, because there's no relationship with God through the Catholic Church. I truly believe that. I believe it's through the Bible, and that's what woke me up, because I read the Bible, and it contradicted the teachings of the Catholic Church, and that was the first thing that woke me up, and I began going to different churches, and I went to this Bible study, and I hadn't yet quite seen it clearly. It took a while, and we went in the Bible study, and I told them, the guy that was leading the Bible study, I said, yeah, I went to the Catholic Church, the priest, and he told me to pray to Mother Mary for my mother, and he said, that's an abomination, according to the Word of God. You can't pray to Mother Mary. It doesn't say anywhere in there to pray to Mother Mary, that she's any type of deity. So I began to wonder, you know, where did they get this doctrine of praying to Mary? And it's what's called the Assumption of Mary. And they assumed Mary into a position of deity. That's their doctrine. But really, it's tied to, and I recommend this book, The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop. It's all connected to ancient Babylon religion, and that's what God calls it out in the New Testament, in the Book of Revelations. It says that it is called Mystery Babylon religion. The mother, Babylon, okay, I'll read it. Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. The mother of every abomination on the earth. That's what God calls the Catholic Church. That's pretty deep. And if you read chapter 17 and 18 of Revelation, you'll see that the end of this mystery Babylon is total destruction. So, me, that's where I place my hope, in the Word of God, that God is going to destroy this evil. And if you look into it, it'll never end. Your research will never end. It'll lead you to another thing and another thing. And just like yesterday, I saw that people from Slovakia were going to my site. And so I did a little search. I'm like, why are all these people from Slovakia going to my site? And so I did a little search. And did you know that a Catholic priest was the president of Slovakia during World War II?
No. So
he was friends with Hitler, and I added a new page, and if you go to spirituallysmart.com, and you'll look to the left, you'll see Jesuit Nazis. Mm-hmm. You click on that, you go down, And I have a quote in there from Eric Phelps, and he names Tizzo, but I never saw it until now. But he was a Monsignor Catholic priest, total friends with Hitler, and I found a whole bunch of pictures of him in his Catholic uniform, you know, with the collar and everything.
Right.
He was a Catholic priest. I have pictures of him with Hitler, two or three different pictures of him with Hitler, him giving the Roman salute. People call it the Nazi salute. But they're not. What's the Nazism? Nazism was just a creation of the Vatican. They weren't saluting Nazis. They weren't saluting Hitler. You think all these people are saluting Hitler? Hitler is nothing. They make him, you know, they make him look like he was the evil. He wasn't the evil. Pope Pius and the black pope who was leading Pope Pius at that time were the ones.
Right. And that's his role was to follow what they put him in there. And his role was basically to destroy Germany. And in the end, that's what happened. And
so I felt really good putting this new
Bush
page.
The same way. I think Bush is this, they're using Bush the same way.
Exactly.
He's here to destroy America, like Hitler was there to destroy Germany.
I mean, look at what Bush is doing. I mean, it's so obvious that no one's with him. I mean, very small percentage, and it just blows my mind that there's anybody with this man after watching the way he speaks and everything he's done and everything that's come out, all the lies. I can't stand a liar, because once you lie to me, I never believe you again. I never know if you're telling the truth after that again. He's lied to me. He's lied to me personally. And that's how I look at him now. He's a liar.
Let's look at what happens here. Bush then makes these takes away, you know, the basically we are not going to everybody knows what he's doing and what's happened. Well, how is it interpreted? It's interpreted very simply. At one level, it's interpreted, oh, it's the Muslims that are causing this problem, and that's the reason. Then it's interpreted, well, if it isn't the Muslims and there is a conspiracy, then it is basically just the evil Bush Nazi family and their connections and their money. And if it's not them, then it's the, it's the banksters and Rockefeller and their control. And then I laugh at all this because and then they say, no. It's that country over there in the middle, Israel, and the influence of the Jews. And so you know what? The Vatican and the Jesuits love this, and they actually pay to get this message out in every level because it keeps the eye off the ball. And all I'm saying is, all right, guys, let's talk about all that. I'm not afraid to talk about that, but let's add the Jesuit order and the Vatican here as possibly being involved. And that's when all the you-know-what hits the fan.
Yep.
And, boy, I'll tell you, it does. And that makes me so suspicious and makes me believe that that is the route to follow. And that's what I said to that when I talked to Jim Rothstein, that detective who's really a patriot. He says, when you investigate, always look at the thing they don't want you to look at. Don't follow the path they want you to, because they're always going to lead you down the wrong path. And that's basically when you start investigating crimes. A good crime investigator does that. So I'm asking everyone out there, can you be a good investigator, or are you just going to follow the simple path? And let's just add one more. The people that don't want to do anything, they just say, nothing exists. I'll just pretend it's the Muslims, and we can go on with life here in America as usual. How do you respond to people like that? Because I know, even at a point in my life, I felt that way. You know,
this has been a long, this has been many years. I was watching something on, I was, every once in a while you'll catch some kind of nugget of truth on cable or TV, and they were just showing, it was a movie, it was a comedian last night, he was talking about a bombing in like the 80s. And he was like, he was really coming down on the Muslims and Arabs. And I said, wow, I go, this has been planted in our minds for many years now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so now they're working it. It's expanding. It's in our psyche since children, you know, many of us, and young ages. And, you know, if tell a lie long enough, and people, a lot of people are going to start believing it, you know?
Exactly. And they know that. So you started reading the Bible. We got a minute here before the break, then we'll finish up. But you started
reading about it. Yeah, I started reading about it, and I just saw there's nothing what the Catholic Church, all the rituals that I did, everything, it wasn't in the Bible. And when I read the Bible, I couldn't believe that this was the Bible that I always, you know, heard about and was always around, because it was so powerful. You know, it breathed new life to me. I mean, I listened to people my whole life. You know, I went through the military. You know, I was a pretty smart kid. I liked to listen to people. I was looking for answers. When I read the Bible, everything lined up. Everything came together. It was the most powerful book.
Yeah, and that's why they didn't want you to, the Catholic Church never wanted anybody to read the Bible.
Right.
They used to burn the Bible in the old days.
Right. I got a picture, the depictions of this Thomas More burning the Tyndale Bible, and he burned Tyndale. He had him burned. He was responsible for having William Tyndale burned at the stake alive for what he, for his translation of the Bible. And so it was a wonderful work that Tyndale did.
Right, and he's the guy that all these politicians go to the Red Mass for, Alberto Gonzalez. Bush was there. And all these guys go to the Red Mass celebrating Thomas More, and that's, like I said, is their symbolic allegiance to the real leader.
There's a St. Thomas More Chapel at Yale University that's real big, and the guy that started that, his name, he was Riggs, and he was of the Riggs Bank that this Jesuit, his name's Donovan, Donovan S.J., you ever hear him?
Let's get back. We'll talk about that. I have to take a short break, and we'll finish up with our last segment with Tom Richards. Go to spirituallysmart.com. Back after a short break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Long time no see.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. In a short time, that's no joke. We only have about 4 or 5 minutes left here with Tom Richards. And, Tom, I will have you on again because I want to continue with this story. But just, I guess you're reading the Bible, and I just wanted to let people know how you came to really deal with this story and to try and enlighten people on the other side of what might be happening in our country that's never talked about. Go ahead.
Okay, well, yeah, the Bible, and then I was going from church to church, and I came across some literature who is presenting the Word of God very honestly, and it was both sides of God, not just that God is love, but that he's also wrath, and he's a God of judgment. And this is something that's very rare. Like, the Jesuits want to come in and make you believe that you're all right, you don't have to do anything. And they got a whole doctrine. That's how they infiltrate a lot of these churches. They get you to believe that you don't have to do anything. You just lay back and rely, you know, and everything's okay. But this man's name was Tony Alamo, and he's been slandered, but he has a wonderful work and a wonderful church. And the reason why he's been come against so strongly by the Vatican is because this man was putting out millions and millions of tracts about the Pope and the Vatican and their intrigue in American politics.
You know, it's
this
funny.
This man was relentless.
Right.
He was relentless.
And it's funny you should mention Tony Alamo, because recently I had an FBI agent who turned on the government and started telling the truth named John Peeler, who was actually assigned to bring down Tony Alamo. He talks about it. And this was order given by Clinton, because Alamo's from Arkansas. And he said they couldn't get anything on him. He was clean. And guess what?
Squeaky clean.
And finally, they said he gave the report back and said, the only thing you're going to do is have to get him on income tax, and that's what they did.
Yep.
You know what? Since then, Peeler has told me the true story about how Clinton orchestrated this, so you know who Clinton works for.
That's right.
And guess what? He then, after he does this and he starts telling the truth about many things he was involved with, they framed his son, and his son was in the military. He's in jail for life for a murder he didn't commit.
Yep.
And
no evidence.
Yeah, and he's went back to Tony Alamo and actually apologized.
Yeah.
So Tony Alamo accepted his apology. So
Tony Alamo, I found the book Smokescreens by Jack Chick, and I recommend that to anybody. You go to chick.com, and you find Smokescreens on there, and also Chick teamed up with an ex-Jesuit priest, Alberto Rivera. And he said, if you throw a rock down a dark alleyway and you hear a noise, you know something's there. And they were using that as like a parable with what they were doing, exposing the Jesuit order. They threw a rock down a dark path, and boy, did they hear the yell.
Yeah, and Alberto Rivera's story, in fact, I had a tape on one of my past shows that was taken by Alberto actually was talking before they killed him. And that's on one of my archives. So I have actually Alberto Rivera, the Jesuit priest, talking. Well, listen, Tom, we're all out of time.
Hey.
I want to thank you so much. We're going to get you back on again. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It was good to be here. Take care, Greg.
Okay. Tom Richards, go to spirituallysmart.com. That's spirituallysmart.com. You can get some good information, spend some time reading about what we just talked about. I'm going to come back right after this short break with my next guest. Really looking forward to this, Ingrid Cassell, a great person from Idaho. She's going to tell you why not to vaccinate your children. Back after this short break.